Accession number 30650, Mr. Joe Hardy, Reel 7. Now, so what happens when you get back? Why the 4 months at Pembroke Barracks? That always seems a bit strange. Or was that mainly leave?
That's what?
When you got back, you're in Chatham for 4 months. Or is that leave?
Well, after Birmingham. It must have been, a lot of that was leave. Must have been, because I couldn't have been in there because I'd coming out in August. No.
So as far as you know, you went on leave?
I had quite a bit of leave to come, yeah. 2 or 3 months, I think.
Now, what about your demobilisation? What happens when you're demobilised from the Navy? What do they do?
I got sent to Woking. I had to go to Woking. You get lots of papers. And then Woking to pick up civilian clothes, I think it was.
Was that like a demob suit?
You could have a suit. I had a jacket, I think, and trousers. They had suits, and to get a shirt or two, I don't know, a couple of shirts, I think.
Now, had they had any training to get you ready for civilian life, or were you just being put out?
No, nothing. No, they told us go to this place. There's a place in Stratford or Bow, if you want any help and everything else. And I had a mate who'd come out 6 months before, and he worked in a builder's place that used to do roads. And in the yard, it loaded curb stone, paving, all stuff for roads, like a mix of stuff that goes in. It's all to do with quite heavy work in that, and it was all right, but no future.
So you were acting basically as a labourer, were you?
Yeah, and he got us this job. I didn't want to. I wasn't ready to take it, but he said, "Oh, they're waiting for you," so I felt obliged, and I went there. Hey, and I thought, I'll go to this address they gave me. I'll go to this address and see what they can do. Then you're quite ambitious when you come out. You think, oh, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do that, like, you know. And I was in here and I thought, well, I'll go round there. I went to this place and I got an interview with a fella. And he said, what can I do for you? So I said, well, I'd like, you know, something. So I said, well, you're working, aren't you? So I said, yeah. He said, well, he had a look. He said, working at Fitzpatrick's. So he said, that's quite good money there, isn't it? So I said, well, yeah, at the moment. I said, but it's not the money. I'm looking for a job that, where, you know, it's not the money, because we had no children then. My wife was working. I said, it's not concerning me. So I said, well, he says, I don't see that. He says, I work for the civil service. My brother worked at Tate and Lowell's. He went there 26 years ago. He said, and he's earning more money than I am. He says, I can't see what your gripe is. He said, I can give you something for the civil service. Like, he said, you'll have to pass an exam or two. Like, he said, but, yeah, that's it. And I thought, well, not much help from him. Like, you know, he was telling me that I should stay where I was, which, well, it was all right for the money, but it wasn't a job that I thought would see.
Because you'd been a leading torpedo, and you were good at electrics.
Not electrics, no. Electrics in it then.
Well, but you know, you knew how things work. I mean, you got quite high qualifications in the Navy, really. So what happened next then? How long did you carry on working as a labourer?
Well, I worked there and I got fed up with that, and I went to a place doing metal. I couldn't settle. I went to look in the fire service. And I didn't like the hours they did. And then I finally ended up going to Ford Motor Company, and I spent the rest of my time there.
So what were you doing there?
To start with, on the assembly line. Then I finished up on coming down the Basin on what they call KD knockdown. I was just going around getting stuff, processing stuff for claims and such like. Getting it ready, send out anybody claiming.
So that was a good career. You were happy with that. Now, what about your reserve service?
Because you were in the Royal Fleet. After a year, I went on through, so after a year I got sent for to do a week down at Vernon.
What happened there?
I think it was a waste of time, actually. I went there and there was a few others. There might have been 7 or 8 of us, I think, a couple of petty officers.
That looks like it was in 55.
Yeah. And went back to Vernon.
What were you doing there? Because it says drill period.
Yeah, well,
is that torpedo drills or is that
no,
that drill?
No, we went there. I think it's supposed to be a bit of a re-scrub, like, you know, and we got an instructor there. He came up and said, are any of you short of, because you had to keep a full kit then for reserve, any of you short of any kit? Well, we weren't going to buy stuff we didn't want, like, you know, so he said, we've got a full kit. So he said, are you sure? He said, if you want something, it's an afternoon down at the barracks, which was round the corner from Vernon. He said, you get an afternoon out. Anybody want any handkerchiefs or something like that? So we decided then we all wanted something, and it was an afternoon. That was the first day. And then another one, day, I remember him saying, take us, we've got to go and look at this ASDIC thing. And he took us in a room, and it was a load of equipment never ever seen the likes of before. He said, this is the new such and such. I'm not allowed to tell you anything about this, so he said, because all us. So that was that. That was finished with that. There was nothing much done at all. Nothing much. We were hanging around once, and we were watching them out on the parade ground, just standing there, and an officer come by, and he said, what are yous like? What are you doing? So he said, we're Royal Fleet Reserve, like. So he says, well, if you're interested in them, you're staying there much longer, you have your act there with them, like. So they didn't want us around. To me, it was a week.
It's just a waste of time.
As far as that was concerned, yeah.
Was there any other call-up? There's only one on your...
No, I only had the one. Then after 2 or 3 years, they told me they were disbanding a lot of the RFR, so they told me that no longer would you get paid, but in the event of... they couldn't call you unless in the event of an emergency, which case you had to... If the papers or radio said, then you'd go again. That's all.
Now, how long did it take you to settle down to being a civilian again? Because, you know, you've
been... It's hard, isn't it?
Why was it hard? Tell me about it. What did you find difficult?
I don't know. You miss out on... You seem to miss out on something. I can't explain what it is. It's a change of everything. So everything's a change. It's so different life.
Did you have any actual troubles, you know?
No.
Because some people start drinking or running
around. No,
you know?
Nothing like that, no. Just fell into it. But I think it's a real change. It's a different way of life.
Did you miss it?
I did, yeah.
Did you ever think of going back?
No, by then I was married. I wouldn't like to be in the Royal Navy married.
Because you'd be away from the wife for such long periods.
Well, unless you're lucky enough. You might have a couple of years here, but at some time or other you're going to... I saw a couple of breakups and all that. It's not... No, I don't think it's easy. It might be better today because they don't do such long times away now, do they? Not so long, is it?
Now, the last part is, are you a member of any of the old associations for either any of your ships or...
I did join the Royal Naval Association for a while, but I've not kept that up.
Now, why not? Because some people love that, some people...
I know they do, yeah.
Why didn't you like it much?
I didn't like it, I just stopped going. I joined the Fall Club and I go over there a lot, you know. Also, I joined the British Legion one time, but I didn't keep that up either.
Now, the one thing they have kept up, you're still a member of the British Korean...
Yeah, well, I saw that. I saw that advertised. And I wrote, I've done something. They sent me a membership, and I've kept that up because I get a newsletter. It's just a little contact, that's all. That's all it is. As I say, I've never been to a meeting.
But you like, it's the newsletter for you that,
yeah,
that you like.
Yeah, you know, yeah, it just keeps you in touch somehow. I don't know, it's a little bit of contact, that's all.
And the last one, do you think your Navy experience was good or bad for you, mentally or physically? Well, I mean,
good. Got to be good.
Why? What did it do for you to?
Well,
that you think
give me
good?
A chance to travel at the time. I mean, people travel nowadays. At them days, you didn't. Wasn't many people getting a chance to travel around these places. And even now, to go to some places I've been and seen, I don't think I'd have to, be able to. Like, you can go on holiday, but there's a lot of places I've been that even now would be out of reach.
Do you think it gave you anything as a person?
I mean, I think so.
What did it do to you?
I can't say personally, but I can't say for me, because I always think, well, put it this way, I've got a granddaughter, and she's met an airman, and they're going together. He's just gone out to Cyprus, and she's hoping to get a job there. And I don't know the fella a lot. He seems a nice fella, but I think he can't be bad. He's in the service. That's how I think now. He can't be a bad fella. He's in the service. That's how I see it. And that's.
Do you think it was any use to you in your working life, what you learnt in the Navy? Did it help you?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of it's not doing me much now. All them worries of the exams and everything else, like, you know, what you worried over, it's not much use to me now. But there's things that I know, probably, that never be any good to me, but it's nice to know, like.
Thank you very much.